At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Uncle Phil's podcast. I'm your host, Uncle Phil, and again, we have a packed audience tonight. We have our producer, Joey. Say hello.
Hello.
We have Angelica from Real Talk.
Hi.
And we have Victoria.
Hey.
And we might have some call-ins later on. I know we have the unknown caller gave us her opinion, so we have that. And
we have unknown caller?
Well, we got her earlier.
Does she know about it?
You recorded her secretly without her knowing?
Yeah.
What?
Oh my god.
No way.
Phil's been a little sneaky. I don't know.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Who was it?
Victoria videotaped it. Not me.
Oh, he's throwing her under the bus.
She threw me. She goes, Phil's being
sneaky. To be fair, I didn't know it was going to be on the podcast. I just did it because it was funny because what you did to her last time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway.
So before we get started, I like to do my TikTok of the week. Now, I was going to do something old school, but then I said, I can't do that to my son, so I can't do that. I was going to put the dances that we did during COVID, but that would have been a little stupid. So I got these girls.
What can you do that to Thomas?
What do you mean? It would have been bad to do to your son? Embarrassing?
No. It'd be bad to do. Just like, it's stupid to do. You pick one that I'm in.
But you said to my son.
You said to my son.
So elaborate on that.
No, there's nothing to elaborate. It was a misspeak.
It's a misspeak.
No, I'm just thinking, like, you know, back in COVID, we were doing the Brocco Boys. Me, Philip, and Thomas were dancing, and it was pretty cool.
So you just think that it would be silly to pick yourself, or
right?
That's cool. But he still plugged it.
Yeah.
So you did pick it.
Well, it got 14 million views. It was we got into a.
They'd have to scroll back anyway.
We had a thing with another family, and then that family ended up getting commercials because what I wanted to do was they tagged us in there and they did our dance and tagged us.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to do another dance and tag them. And they said, that's stupid.
You should have kept the momentum going.
Ride that wave. I know.
That's what a lot of TikTokers do. They ride a wave until they can no longer be ridden.
They got national commercials.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, I got this new one. There's these girls from the Bronx. They're sisters.
Nice.
They're really good. So they're called Bronx Sisters.
I like that.
Bronx Sisters.
All right, nice. That was my TikTok.
This podcast makes me feel weird.
Wait, that's like so not your, like, I'm just shocked that that's on your FYP.
Why?
Are
that
you?
Style. That like that's... style music, like the rap, like
I like
you don't
every,
seem like a rap.
I feel like we can start the podcast. I'm in the hip hop.
Yeah, you don't stop. Rock it on, baby, bubba to the boogie, the bang bang.
Wait a second.
He baited us with Chucky. It was weird. Like he's just been on another level.
Wait,
isn't he? His thoughts are crazy.
Phil, what do you got over there?
I don't know. A lot of people agreed with him. Me and you were the oddball out.
I know. We never got. You know. What did you think, Joey?
I didn't hear much about his opinion.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get going. It's American Idol.
Phil, what are you drinking over there?
It's a bourbon.
Nice.
Did the ice cube melt?
Well, yeah. They're not babies. They smelt it down.
You taking the edge off?
What do you mean they're not babies?
Like baby ice?
Is that your first glass?
Yeah, it's my first glass.
But what do you mean by the babies?
They smelt it down.
Wait a second.
No, they melted down.
Like baby ice cubes?
They were baby ice cubes.
Yeah, look how small they are. That's why I thought she was scared.
Oh, okay.
Are you drinking that because you have a cold? You're trying to take the edge off?
I don't know why I'm drinking it, so.
Okay. Anyway, American Idol.
American Idol.
I watched the full episode, so I came prepared. You what?
I didn't.
And you?
I'm like 85% watched.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's the only podcast where
the host don't watch, but I watched the whole thing. So
Angelica just started, and she's her track record.
Yeah, I think I'm about to be replaced.
By the way, just so you know, Katy Perry. Every time there's a Disney week, she dresses like a character.
Yeah, last but you don't think she was like being a little annoying with it? I was like, all right, come on, enough. Like when she brought out the mouse, like she's like, I have all my friends on FaceTime. Belle, Ariel, like, come on, annoying. Like, you're taking away from the performance. Like, I don't care about this character you're playing right now.
Yeah.
It's just what she does in every season.
Well, I'm sure.
It's cute if you do it literally when you first come out. You could do one thing to show that you're, like, in character, but then that's it.
You know what? Production probably makes her do that, but it's annoying.
No, that's definitely her.
That is her own request on her own. She looks great. Oh, she looks so good.
Pretty. She's very pretty, but.
I actually wrote up here for you, Katy Perry. Dressed as Cinderella.
Yep.
Yeah, but her body looked sick. But it's just that you don't need to be in character for
that. I heard she's making a comeback this year.
Really?
She's going to be releasing new albums.
Who told you this?
She's still on TikTok.
Yeah, I heard she's not going to be on the show next year.
Yeah, she's like relaunching her music
career. So when you guys see something on TikTok, how do you preface it when you bring it to the table with other people in conversation? Do you say, I read an article, I saw this online, I heard...
I say, I saw this on TikTok.
Sometimes I say that, but sometimes I think in my head that I read it somewhere. So I say, like, I read that, and then I'm like, wait, no, I actually saw that on TikTok.
What do you say?
So here's the deal. A lot of times, I never remember where I saw it.
So what do you say?
I just say, like, it's a fact. And then they go, where do you get that from? I go, I don't know.
Oh, it's a Phil fact.
Oh, so he just, anything he sees on TikTok is factual information, according to him. Okay.
I have to scrub it myself, but yes.
Okay. Anyway, so, yeah, she was, I mean, that was fine. She looked great.
Did she sing anything?
No.
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 They brought out some singer from Princess and the Frog, was it?
Yeah.
Where she sang a song mm-hmm. from Princess yeah. and the Frog?
Yeah, which was a little weird. I'm not a big fan of that.
Wow.
What, that movie? Because that's one of the best Disney movies of all time.
You know what it is?
It's literally one of the best Disney movies of all time.
Then I got to watch it, but I didn't watch it when they were kids.
Okay, can we watch it after this?
Yeah.
Just even the first like few minutes.
All right.
Did you ever get back into Disney?
What?
Did you ever get back into the Disney Plus?
Oh my God, he hates that you just asked this question. He literally wants to punch you in the face.
Oh, no, hold on.
Disney Plus was logged out yesterday.
Disney Plus, I think, is good, but HBO Max, you left and I couldn't get it back on.
See, I told you, he wants to punch him in the face.
No, they were telling me how to do it and they left and then didn't
Thomas
work.
Thomas was out the door. I couldn't.
All right, so the first thing of last night was Abby Carter.
It was
I
insane.
Will tell you, I wrote magical, amazing, got the chills, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She sang Part of My World.
Yep. Unreal. Unreal.
Gorgeous. I wrote stunning. I will say there was so much going on with the production, like at first, that like, was it like, it was like snowing at one point.
She caught
one in her mouth she and caught pulled one. It out. It was crazy.
That's what it is. She has star quality. And like with those little things, she doesn't let it trip her up. She like, does very well. She's
Let's
a star.
Let's hear her.
All right. Thingamabobs. I've got like 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see. Want to see them dancing, walking around on those. What do you call them? Oh, feet.
Yeah, like I like the way she did that.
I think she could be a Disney princess.
She really like she was in character. She has stage presence. She has a beautiful voice. She doesn't have slip ups. Like she's somebody who should be in the top three of American Idol. Whereas no one else in even the top 10 should be in the top three of American Idol.
I 100% agree with you. I feel that she has star quality, but also like she doesn't like the snow fell on her. She picked it out of her mouth. She doesn't let those little things trip her up.
No.
But I also love that. Everybody knows Part of Your World. We know that song, right? Then they just remade the Disney movie.
Mm-hmm. It was a good song choice.
Right. It was a good song choice, but what I love about it is she made it her own.
Yeah.
And it worked. And she really does sound like a princess.
So I've always said that Disney Night is made for the females. Because Disney songs, for the most part,
you do always say that,
female songs. These guys picked out a couple of songs that were pretty good.
I thought Life is a Highway was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had a couple of songs that were pretty good. But mostly the time, like every year, this is when the men get messed up. Because there's so many female songs in
Disney.
Are we
going to talk about Will forgetting the words?
When we get there.
That's a guy.
Yeah, and thank God he sang great in the second song. But all right.
Anyway, so
Tristan Harper was next.
So fun. Love him.
That's my phone.
Yeah, I have to be honest with you. So you just said that Disney's night is for the girls, right? And this is where the men get a little lost. I disagree with you because Tristan Harper sang a song from the princess, from Princess Tiana. Called Almost There.
Yeah.
And I'm almost there. I loved it. This was actually one of the first nights I liked him in a long time.
All right, here's the deal. He sounded good. He performed it well. But there's something missing with him. There's something missing. I don't know what it is.
I don't think he has performance quality like the other ones. Like, especially Will.
I think he's forcing the act or something. Something just doesn't sit well with me.
There's totally a disconnect. We have to remember he's 15 also.
I know, I feel bad for him. He might be great in a couple years, but I just don't think he can win American Idol.
He's not like comparable to these people right now, but I have to say, I loved that. That's a song that a woman sings.
Okay.
And he sang Almost There, and I love what he did with it. I loved his version.
Let's hear it.
I loved it.
Well, I've had my share. Yeah, people gonna come here from everywhere, and I'm almost there.
So also, I think he should have sang "You've Got a Friend."
He should have what?
He should have sang "You've Got a Friend in Me." I feel like that's a good song for him.
Okay. So I think he's gonna make a lot of money. To be true, be honest with you, I really do. I just think he's not gonna win American Idol. All right.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he's not going to win American Idol because he went home.
Well, Victoria doesn't know who went home yet.
Yeah, he went home, and I was very upset about it because his first song was good. His second song was even better. His second song was amazing. That's really how we should be doing it. We should be talking about the person and both of their songs at once.
Okay.
Instead of going through everybody and going back to everybody. So what was Abby Carter's second song?
Fleetwood Mac, The Chain.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. I mean, the stage direction was a little awkward. But listen, she's coming out of her shell. She's trying, which we always want to see. And I'm sure you saw a lot of growth with the girl from the beginning. Yeah.
Listen, you have to get uncomfortable to get comfortable. So
yeah.
That's what they've been saying. I wrote down, holy crap, this is a great week for her.
Yeah, it was a really good
week
for
her. She sounded amazing.
I said, sounds great. Love her performance and loved her conversation with her mom.
All right, let's hear it.
She's just excited.
It's a little awkward, but she sounded great.
She's excited.
And she's doing a lot more than everybody else in the competition.
I agree.
This was a great week for her. I'm not going to lie. It was a great week. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I have her in second place. So Tristan's second song was Life is a Highway.
Loved it.
He had so much fun upstage.
I was obsessed with it. I love him so much.
This was a very good song.
He blows out the other two, Blocker and Will. Blows them out of the water.
Oh, I don't know about Blocker.
Mm-hmm.
Ew, I hate him. He's not good and just sucks.
Wait till you see.
So here's a funny thing. I was watching with Annabelle, and she doesn't really pay attention.
Did she say, "Get this annoying kid off my screen"?
I said, "Look at his mouth." And Joe is making fun of his mouth. And she goes, "It's a little weird." Yeah. But then when Will sang, he has the smallest mouth I've ever seen. Singers have big mouths.
Mm-hmm. Usually.
Will has a small mouth?
Yeah, like, look.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's it. I don't know how the words come out.
Wait, why do you look like you're doing an impression of
the Grinch?
The Grinch, but you know what I was thinking of? Home Alone. When he's like,
I want to hear his Life is on.
Joe Pesci.
You are all these cities and all these towns. It's in my blood. It's all around. I
So much fun.
15 years old. Come on.
It's great. He's great for 15.
He's so good.
Can you imagine a 15?
He's great for 15. He's just not.
No, he's great for period.
Like I said, something's missing with him.
Okay, not he's great for 15. Guess what? And Will's good for a Nashville bar.
Okay, I don't care what you say. Will? He's going to win American Idol.
because the show is rigged, a.k.a. why I don't watch it. If he wins American Idol, it is exhibit A of why I don't watch the show.
Because it's not your opinion. That's all that is.
Yeah, but me and Joey said this
because
the other day.
Because he's not an American Idol.
Me and Joey said this the other day. Like, it's got to be hard to be a judge. Mm-hmm. It's got to be hard to be a judge because, I don't think I could ever judge this show because there's certain sounds I like and certain I don't. Like, with Will, I would never... That's not my first choice of music, like him.
It's not even that. It's just like,
but
I don't
he's
know.
Good. I will say he's good though.
He's fine. He's solid. He's consistent. Powerful. He's powerful. But for a local band, not an American Idol.
Right. Right.
Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Like, what else is there after that? Right. Like,
stupid. Whatever. Oh no, I'm not. I'm walking out if you're gonna play this.
I mean, I have to.
No.
Come on. Listen, Emmy Russell went next. No. What does she sing?
But I want to say it because
Emmy Russell sing the crumb.
The crumb.
The crumb. He said the crumb.
I can't read
the
it.
The crumb.
The climb.
Here, wait. Actually.
The climb.
I have a picture.
The crumb. Wait, Russell. But what's more sad?
The crumb.
All right, you know what I had.
But you know what's more sad? You're looking at your own handwriting, and he goes,
"Yeah,
the crumb."
It looks like
"Climb" by Miley Cyrus.
So I got to hear this because this was her good song.
Do they have her intro in the beginning of this?
Yes.
Okay, so I want to. Wait, no, they don't.
This was
her good song.
Yes, and it was still dull to me and unexcited.
I got a question. You can play it as we talk. They were saying how when you first came on, we couldn't even hear you sing. Well, why'd you put her in then? You couldn't hear her sing, why'd you bring her in? Why? Because she had a story. That's why. Loretta Rynn's granddaughter.
Yeah.
She's very pretty.
She's gorgeous.
Ew. There's just nothing there. And I wrote on my paper, sing at the piano, stayed at the piano, because she stayed at the piano again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that to me was her better song. Look. She did Carried Me With You, which was a very emotional song, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
The words, I guess, are about a mother, right? Carried Me With You, about her mother.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very, very, very emotional. I just didn't like her in that song.
Yeah, I think she's beautiful, and I think that she performs. She doesn't perform like Abby Carter, but I think she performs to like her family and her people, and it's good. But other than that, I think
if I was a judge and she came in on auditions the first day, the first episode, I would have not given her a golden ticket.
Well,
I agree.
Did she get a golden ticket? No.
No, any ticket. I meant any ticket.
Oh.
She would not be thrilled. Process.
Well, that's what I was getting at. Like,
I would say, judges... go home. You have a lot more work to do. You have a lot more polishing
but Angelica,
up to do. You're not ready for American
Angelica,
Idol.
Angelica, American Idol has a story. Each person in the beginning has a story. Hers is Loretta Lynn is her grandmother.
That's
why they pushed for it.
The direction that it is like everyone has a story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that was like annoying this year. That's why.
That's what I said. Good singers couldn't get on the show. If let's say you didn't have a story and you showed up and you sing beautifully, they'll be like, okay, so what's wrong with you? Or what's the story with you? You know, they might not put you on.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. Like I wouldn't have put her through too. And you know what? This show is about growth. So I'm all for picking someone who can grow on the show because that's what you want. Whether you're on an American Idol show, whether you're on a dance show, Dancing with the Stars, those people have to grow too. Like every show like this, you're supposed to grow. Yeah. I don't feel anything with her.
No. She definitely grew.
She grew a little bit. She did grow.
Not a little bit, a lot.
She came out of her show. But now they brought her to where they could bring her and that's it.
What is this?
This is last night. Yeah. Carried Me With You.
Oh. It's painful.
It's a country. I don't know. It didn't sound like Carry Me With
You. I think that the show brought her as far as it could, and now that's it. She's not going to go.
I guarantee she gets a record contract.
You can't talk today.
Yeah, she's going to get a record contract.
I guarantee she doesn't.
Is it the old fish?
I think she will.
I think she won't.
I can't see that.
I think Tristan Harper will get one over her.
I agree.
Do they still go on tour?
Mm-hmm. What do you say? You want me to look that up?
Yeah, I'm just curious if they go on tour.
I thought that was only a few times. I don't know.
I used to love my American Idol video game.
And they used to have... There was a video game?
Yeah, and it was the best. Like an Xbox PS game. It was so much fun. Yeah, it was so much fun. Me, Nicolette, and Holly used to always play.
Wow.
Concert tours following seasons of American Idol and featured... Yeah, they do. American Idol Live, it's called. Yeah. It's tour dates.
All right. Yep. Awesome. I might want to go see
you
them.
You want
to
go?
I was supposed to go, but I think that's off. But
wait, what?
Why? Wait, I missed it.
No, that's right.
What?
I don't know what just
happened. What happened?
I was going to go with people, but I don't think it's going.
To go where? American,
American Idol
tour?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you going to go with?
Don't worry.
No, I am worried.
Is it taking place in Austin, Texas?
Yeah.
Is that what this is about?
Oh, no.
He was going to come to the date of the tour. No. Look up the schedule
I can't believe I'm not invited to the bachelor party.
Oh, no. Not only were you not invited, you then tried to come and we had to forcefully uninvite you and kick you out.
I'm actually.
It was so much more than just not being uninvited.
I'm actually think that when we're there, I'm gonna be on the lookout for him. Like, I feel like he's just gonna pop up. Yeah.
That's, he might.
You never know.
He might.
You never know. I want to go to that concert. So, all right. The next person up was Jack Blocker.
Let's talk. All right,
this is the guy with the really funny mouth. Okay, he actually sings from the side. I don't know if you noticed that.
He sings from the diaphragm. I love.
She just likes him. All the good-looking guys, right? That's her type.
Let's actually watch, and then we can hear your.
He actually looks just like my friend.
Look at me now, my eyes open wide.
Ew, I'm gonna fucking.
Why is it a day driving away?
Ew, he's so.
You know what it is? You don't like this country sound.
Can I
be honest with you?
Really? Because I love Luke Bryan.
Can I be honest with you? You've been saying this mouth thing. This is the first time I've noticed it. I've never noticed it.
What?
I think it's because I really don't watch him. I just listen, maybe. I don't know. No, I watch it. But I did. That was wide. Yeah, that was big.
That's nothing compared to what he normally does. That's nothing.
But I literally wrote, I'm obsessed. I love all of his song choices. Corny. He's got soul.
Corny.
What was that?
I wrote that I would go.
That made a loud noise.
I would go see him in concert. I would go see him in concert.
Okay.
Then he sang. Okay, go to the other song, Space Oddity.
I hated this song.
No,
hated this song.
Do you? All right, now question.
I don't remember. I played it.
Do you like this song in life?
No.
Okay, I don't. Before you say, I actually don't like this song at all.
But because he sang it,
I just love anything he sings. I don't like this song, but love. I love how he commits to it. He just gets me to like any song.
Dad or Dad?
Oh my God.
Al. Not right now.
Sorry.
Bye.
Is there any way you can get in touch with him? Sounds like she wants to date him.
No, he's a baby.
I think this is a David Bowie song, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he has a good voice.
I'm dying to know if your father would know about that. I'm dying to know if it's a David Bowie.
Me, right? I love his voice. Without looking at him.
He's very distracting.
Yeah, he is. But I don't know. I just think that, I don't like that song, to be honest with you, in life. But, I just love how he makes me like any song he sings. I don't know.
Okay. I will say that Katy Perry apologized to him once again. She says, of course, she didn't think he was good. And she said, your mouth is distracting and you got to stop singing
she
like
said that.
Yeah. And yeah. And then now she said I was wrong.
Oh my God. Wait, she actually said that? Is that like, I feel bad. Was he like upset when she, when like, I don't know. I feel like, is that like discriminating? Like not discriminating, but like, I don't know. That's like a feature on him.
Yeah, he was, and actually he tried to sing it without the mouth and couldn't do it.
I wonder why. I guess it's just how he sings and gets out the notes, but.
Yeah, I don't know. He sings from the side of the mouth.
Yeah,
all right.
It's horrible.
Well, now we're down to the last guy.
Will.
Will Mosley, and I got to be honest with you, if you watch my stories, I was a little scared. He was sounding pretty good with Lonesome Cowboy, but then he messed up, and it looked like he forgot the words twice. And I don't think he's going to find where he forgot the words.
I probably won't.
No.
I'll be able to get to it.
Yeah.
If you pull it up.
It was really.
What song is this?
Lonesome Cowboy.
Yeah, but is this his first song?
Yes.
He forgot the words to his second song.
No, first song. Second song, he knocked that out of the park.
Oh.
That's what saved him, I think.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's what saved him, because the first song, I thought he might be going home.
He has a powerful voice, and I'm not into this sound, but he actually sounded good last night.
Yeah.
I have to agree with you there.
Go on, tell me I'm wrong. When someone takes you down from the ship and plays me this song, it's wonderful. I was alone.
It's a boring song because it's a Disney song. It's a boring Disney song.
Oh, right there. Watch it. And then he...
Watch it. I was cringing.
She didn't watch the episode.
I was cringing.
She's shocked.
I swore Born to be Wild, but I didn't watch that one, and that's not American Idol.
No. Nope. Well, they do that a lot, by the way. They do forget words, and
listen,
he kept going.
Justin
and then,
Bieber, Katy Perry, Eric, people forget words.
Yes, and then at the end of that song, he hit notes that were amazing, that he wasn't going to even try, but he knew he screwed up, so he did it, and they even commented to judges about that. But now, you got to listen to his second song.
Born to be Wild was good.
This was outstanding. I was on my seat. I got out of my seat, jumping up and down,
really
going,
good.
Yeah. I was so excited when he sang this song.
All right, let's hear it.
Let's hear this one. Never wanna die. I was dancing just now. Oh man, that saved him. I think he would have went home if it wasn't for that.
Yeah,
redeemed
probably. That song.
So now the good news is, and I was very excited when this was over. I was really going crazy about it because I wanted Will. He's in the final three.
Uh-huh.
Abby Carter.
No, I'm Abby Carter.
Abby Carter. Okay.
Blocker.
Jack
Blocker. And Joey picked everybody but the one I wanted.
Well,
you gotta plug that in.
If I had to pick one today, it's Abby.
Yeah. Otherwise, well, I gotta say, the unknown caller, she wants Abby Carter, and Ro Goggin wants Abby Carter.
And so does my dad and Nicole. They also want Abby
your
Carter.
Your dad.
What?
You know, he kind of says that, but then when he talks to me, he likes Will, you know, it just, you know, we don't really know exactly.
Yeah, we no, like them all, and then whoever
Abby.
Wins.
He's loved Abby from day one.
If you listen...
Abby.
If you listen to him, he started out with, you know, then he heard you liked Abby, and he went to Abby. are we calling him?
Oh, yeah, we can call him.
I got a frog all of a sudden.
Let me see if he's available. Joey.
All right. Actually, in the meantime, do you want to call him or you want to text him?
What?
No. She got a text. You got to call.
I was just going to have you call his number.
Gotcha. I have a... Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
No, we'll wait until after.
You could do it now.
No, it's all right.
Oh, he's not going to answer because he doesn't have your number.
Right.
So forget it.
All right, well, if you want to text him in the meantime, I was going to show you my TikTok of the week.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Seems like just yesterday you were a part of me. I used to stand so tall. I used to be so strong. Your arms around me tight. Everything you felt so right. Unbreakable, like nothing could go wrong. Now I can't breathe. Said I can't sleep. I'm barely hanging on.
Come on!
Here I am once again. I'm torn in pieces.
She is the best really is the American goat. Idol ever.
She's the GOAT. She really is.
She is.
Completely amazing, Kelly Clarkson.
She looks great, too.
She really does. She looks, well, you know, Ozempic. But she looks great. She actually addressed sounds
it
great
this week, too.
What?
She addressed it this week.
Her skinniness?
It's, yeah. It's not Ozempic. It's something else, but she hasn't talked about it.
It has to be a form of semi-glucide. I'm just saying,
yeah. But, right. But it's the first time she addressed it this week.
Yeah, good. She looks great and she sounds great. I know a lot of people that were at her concert in Atlantic City.
I don't know.
That's where that's from.
Oh, no, that's on her show.
That's her show. That's she, on her don't show. Tell me she's in a concert.
Yeah, everyone just went to go see Kelly Clarkson.
No.
Yeah, the Fugettes all just went. It was this past weekend.
Why would you tell me?
Wow.
I don't know. I mean,
she's
know
my
you
favorite American
her.
Idol.
She was just in Atlantic City this past week.
You were too busy at the Met game.
Who else was there? Other people were there. It was my whole Instagram story. Everybody was there.
Yeah, I missed that too, actually. Is she going back?
I don't know.
No, probably not.
Can we expense tickets?
Yeah, philbracco.com.
Wow. I mean, I would have went.
Yeah.
I would have went. That's a shame. That's a shame.
Yeah.
She's Saturday. Were you doing anything Saturday?
Yeah.
No, I went to the Shore House and I came home.
You were halfway there?
Yeah. I would have went. I was trying to get Annabelle to go to Atlantic City. Imagine I would have went and saw the sign.
You would have died.
She's not going back to Atlantic City. It passed. You guys missed the boat.
Where is she going next?
Oh, my God.
All her YouTube performances up.
But she can't be too far.
She works. Since
she's
been gone in Atlantic City, she performs at 6.
No, but I'm saying... Oh, wow. Yeah.
By the way, is she going to be in Austin?
I don't know.
Not at the music festival.
Wow.
Yeah. Austin, let's say Austin, Texas.
Did your dad ever answer or no?
Oh, no. So forget him.
All right, he's off.
What about unknown?
What about her?
She already secretly recorded him.
I thought we were going
to... There's no reason to put her on.
I mean, he already secretly recorded her.
Yeah, yeah, I thought we were leaking the audio.
Oh, I see.
I don't think we should leak the audio.
I'm not trying to...
Don't be mad. Don't do that.
I'm not trying to leak it. I thought that's what the plan was, though.
Why? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What? You didn't know?
I know.
I didn't know.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. It's crazy.
Some Broadway drama.
Yeah, we got to fill her in.
Yeah.
Wow, you got to fill me in.
Also, can I just mention real quick that Chris Pratt did a whole Mother's Day post for all the mothers in his life. He has kids with two different women, one of them being Anna Faris, and didn't write or post anything about Anna Faris in his huge Mother's Day post. Isn't that kind of fucked up?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, you have kids with two women, and you're doing this whole post dedicated to your mother-in-law, your mother, your wife, but not the mother of your firstborn.
Oh, one of your child?
Like, weird. Weird. That just reminded me of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that weird?
Yeah, if you're going to do... If you want to do one to just your wife, that's fine. But if you're doing a whole dedicated...
But it's his mother, his mother-in-law, and his wife, his ex... Girlfriend shouldn't fit in there.
His ex-girlfriend, his ex-wife of like 15 years, okay, who he has a child with.
You can't fit that in with the mother-in-law, the mother, and the wife.
Yeah, you do. You just do. Then don't do one.
Yeah. Then
don't do one and
nothing.
Do it just for your wife. I don't know. I thought it was weird.
All right, listen, I got frogs.
So you and Annabelle get a divorce. You have kids with this young, hot 25-year-old girl.
I'm not.
One of these influencers.
I am not going to say happy Mother's Day to my ex-wife on the post with my new wife.
Okay. So you have a new wife, right?
Yeah.
So now you have a new mother-in-law.
But your you had a kid passed, with her.
Right? So you're now doing your Mother's Day post. So now Thomas and Philip, go fuck yourself? That's what you said?
No. What are you talking about? It has nothing to do with them.
It has everything to do with them. That is their mother. That is your son's mother.
It don't fit with the people in the post.
So you're just shouting out your influencer wife and her new mother. And your new mother-in-law.
It fits together. It fits.
Well, here's the other thing. Fit do with they have...
And you're throwing in a picture of your mom in there.
What?
You're throwing in a picture of your mom.
I understand, but his mom, his mother-in-law, and his new wife,
do they have a good relationship?
They're supposed to.
I mean, I would think it's...
Now, listen, I don't know what his new wife looks like, but Anna Faris is gorgeous.
His new wife was the babysitter that he cheated on Anna Faris with. The babysitter.
What?
Wow. Yeah, and now he had kids with her. I can't believe you guys don't know this stuff about Chris
Pratt. This is Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
I love Chris Pratt.
Yeah, let me pull up
He's really funny.
Let me pull up the post. Okay, so here it is. Crazy. Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas out there. Love to my mom, Kathy, who has set a high bar for her love, patience, humor, and joy in motherhood. And a special thank you to my darling, Catherine, for all that you do. Witnessing you being a mom to Laya and Eloise and a stepmom to Jack makes me fall more in love with you every day. And then this is his post. Picture of him. That's his mom. This is his wife. The kids.
And then I want to just say, and to my ex-wife, who I can't stand. I mean, it don't fit.
This is her. You think she's prettier than Anna Faris?
No.
She looks like a babysitter.
No, Anna
Faris. Tell me that she doesn't look like a nanny.
Anna Faris is one of the top 10 in Hollywood.
Wait, how did that happen?
Wow. Oh my God, that was huge. That was a crazy way to say it. Sorry. You got to look into it.
I got to look into it. I'm so out of that.
That's why you don't get...
She was the nanny.
That's why you don't get a hot nanny. Just don't.
Maybe I'll go be a nanny somewhere.
Yeah, seriously, in LA? Look at what happened. Get paid good.
And flip side, you don't get a butler.
If you had a hot nanny, you wouldn't be able to restrain yourself?
No, that's not me, anything. I restrain anything.
What's her name? Bonita.
Bonita! Did you ever have anything with Bonita?
No, that's not me, I'm saying. But even like if you were rich and stuff, I wouldn't get a butler that was good looking. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, and Annabelle thinks Jake Gyllenhaal is very handsome. And so what are you going to do with that info?
Nothing. It's okay.
I mean, it's only fair. All you do is talk about Katy Perry for...
We're only human.
3 months of American Idol.
I don't believe in hall...
He
doesn't believe in hall passes.
Okay, you have to pick us... What happened? There's sound going on.
It's the phone.
Okay, you have to pick a celebrity right now to be your hall pass. Who are you picking?
I don't want a hall pass.
Okay, gun to your head, family's all dead. Now what?
I don't want a hall pass.
You'd rather kill your family than say a hall pass? That's stupid.
That's just ridiculous.
Okay, so Thomas and Philip are dead then.
No, it makes no sense.
Just pick one celebrity. Is it Katy Perry? God. Is it Anna Faris? Like
Mila Kunis?
That's Phillips.
I know, that's Phillips.
This is getting weird.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Are you serious? You're such a fun sucker. I think he's... I know. So he was about to say
Anna Faris.
No.
Oh.
He has it, so just say it.
So now you have to say it.
I'll say mine. I'm married too.
The one from My Cousin Vinny.
Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei.
She's another beautiful woman.
I knew he liked her.
Yeah, she even aged well.
Okay, Joey, who do you pick?
Oh, I don't know.
See, he loves to comment.
Who do you pick?
Ooh.
Wait, I
food for thought.
Can someone pick someone?
I don't have
Katy Perry.
You could pick someone.
You picking Katy Perry?
Katy Perry.
You love her that much.
I mean, we're talking American Idol, so I pick Katy Perry.
That's such a cop out.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. You put me on the spot.
Just pick one. That... Who do you love?
Who do you love? Go to Joey, and then I'll thank
you. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I want to hear yours. I know yours. I think.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah, wait, Adam. I was going to say, well, we have the same Adam favorite Sandler. Actor. Adam Sandler.
100%. Adam Sandler.
That's a good one.
What about Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, she's up there.
Jennifer Aniston, you have to.
Mm-hmm. She's up there. By the way, Brad Pitt was really stupid.
Yeah.
really stupid.
Yeah.
So.
So you don't pick one?
I don't know if I want to.
Oh my God.
Just do it.
I don't know.
We just all picked.
I can't think of his name.
Oh my God.
You can't think of his name? What is he in? Is he an actor?
Yeah.
He knows.
Oh, is it Captain America? You like that.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's what Chris is that?
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans?
Yeah.
Chris Evans.
Cool. He didn't cheat with the nanny.
Right.
That's Chris.
All American boy.
The other one.
Like,
all right. That's it for tonight, I think. Just go out to see Heart of Rock and Roll. I'm going again Sunday.
I'm going twice this week.
Yes.
I went last Sunday.
You did? I'm going this Sunday.
Saturday.
Wow, I better get on the list. I'm not even...
I'm going again
I'm coming too.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right. All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening. And.